Just a kind of brief word on this, actually. The future of a highly regarded audio engineering institute is in doubt after students discovered it would no longer be offering the Bachelor of Audio Engineering and Production at its Central Auckland campus. Mains, the Music and Audio Institute of New Zealand, counts amongst its alumni Joel Little, producer of Lord's Grammy-winning album Royals, Gin Wigmore and others. Robin Martin from RNZ quotes student rep Isaac Bell, who said that people became aware it was closing when they went to re-enrol for 2020. To quote, "It just disappeared off the website, and some students were trying to enrol for it and they couldn't find a way to enrol for audio engineering levels 5, 6 or 7. Now, Mains is a faculty of the Southern Institute of Technology. The Tertiary Education Unit confirmed that the degree was closing and several academic and admin roles would be affected. So look, regardless of the circumstances, Mamari, and look, let's face it, courses do close down. You know, they have to be a minimum level that a school can do, I suppose. And yeah, one of those would be to keep students fully up to date for the future. What's going on? What can we expect to happen the next 5 or 6 months?
I don't quite know enough about this situation, but I was surprised when I read the article, because I don't know that audio engineering, I mean, I've got a diploma in audio engineering from 1989.
Do you?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Sorry, let me just cackle at my own. Now, this is before pre-MIDI. This is, you know, this is cats.
Pre-MIDI?
Yeah, pre-MIDI, man. Oh. This is dinosaur stuff. But I was considering studying audio engineering when I returned from Sydney to New Zealand. And what had started up in 1989 was the School of Audio Engineering up in Auckland. And they've been going since that time. And I was surprised to see that there's been this kind of more and more venues added by which you can study audio engineering, because I'm not actually convinced it's a growing discipline. So I don't know that to be the case, but I just know that I wondered if this was a question of a relatively new-ish course, or recent, just not being able to kind of get enough of the market share. I don't know. But either way, those students are treated really badly.
Yeah, I mean, the Mains is fairly established. What about you, Alan, before we go to a guest here? I mean, regardless of the situation, you've got to feel for the students. It would be unsettling to log on just so you can do the re-enrol prereqs for next year, and hey,
it's gone.
Part of the site's closed.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, imagine a young student.
Your whole dream.
Yeah, your whole dream.
Yeah, what are you going to do? Get a job in Tesco or whatever, a shop. Yeah, yeah, it's like, it's something that you're aiming for and dreaming for, and if it has proved successful in the past, then it doesn't make sense that it would be cut.
Well, I do believe we have Dan on the line. Now, Dan was made redundant from Mains earlier in the year. Dan, welcome to the panel.
Thank you.
Well, firstly, I mean, just give us an insight briefly. What does a degree from Mains offer young people? I mean, we talked about the alumni like sort of Joel Little, Gin Wigmore. What does it offer?
Well, people who start this degree, they come in with expectations about where they want to go and what they want to achieve. And we really broaden those sort of, their scope. We set them up on all the different audio pathways that they could go down. And we find again and again that students move into places where they didn't originally think they would end up.
Tell me, were you surprised at the news that out in the last couple of days?
I was not surprised.
Why?
Because we've had a lot of pressure on us to pressure to reduce our course costs, the amount that we spend on teaching and equipment, and it just was clear that it was coming to a point where it was going to be unsustainable because of the funding model we're sort of required to adhere to.
Right, I see. Yeah,
and equipment is so important. If you haven't got the top of the line stuff,
you've got to keep up to date with the changing world of audio
Because it's very intensive, isn't it? I mean, Marley, you've had obviously real experience with audio engineering, be it pre-MIDI.
I went into radio because I couldn't get a job as a new audio engineer. Okay.
Oh wow. Okay. But you have said, Dan, that you know it's a very intensive course. You can't have large classes, so that may be part of it.
Yes, absolutely. So, you know, with the funding models as they are, we're expected to deliver a course, you know, the old school sort of chalk and talk mentality, and that really isn't conducive
to a
modern holistic approach.
I see.
Not at all.
Yeah, okay.
You want to get people into a studio environment, setting up microphones, and you can't have 50 people in a studio setting up microphones, learning about all the basics of technology and learning about all the new equipment that you'll be expected to sort of use when you step into roles in the audio industry.
I understand, yep. Dan, really good to have you on. Thanks very much for taking time for us. Kevin says, the Yamaha DX7 had MIDI. That was released in 1983. So did Roland's range from the mid-80s. Have you heard of a Yamaha DX7, Marty? Yes.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Yeah. I don't think it'll reach the JMC Academy.
The JMC Academy.